This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
And Bill has been pretty clear from the get-go that he wants to make sure that we're prioritizing basketball assets and the ability to retool this thing at the highest level that we can. And, you know, again, the most important, you know, acquisition that we're going to be able to make in the next couple of years is getting Tatum out of a boot, right? Like, we're not beating that one.
High noon, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. A lot of ways to listen. You can stream anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We've talked a lot of Celtics this week. You hear Brad Stevens there. Yesterday, discussing the official trades, they went official, finalized, Porzingis and Drew Holiday, as well as an outlook on the rest of the offseason. I personally was a little discouraged by that answer. Best move we can make is Tatum getting out of a walking boot.
Yeah.
Justin Turpin, Turp from WEEI, joining us here, Pure Hoops with Terp. You were there yesterday, Terp. What'd you think?
I thought he was rather candid. I mean, he straight up said that they made offers to Al Horford and Luke Kornet and admitted that he wasn't sure what he could really talk about that, and admitted that Al Horford probably wasn't going to be back, which I thought was interesting. And I thought the whole thing surrounding the luxury tax as well, where he acknowledged the benefits of it, but also acknowledged that that's not a priority for Bill Chisholm and the new ownership group, I thought that part was interesting too. So I think he's been really upfront and honest about this whole thing while being optimistic and also being a realist at the same time, where you keep hearing him mention this North Star and it's about competing for a championship, but it feels like that's pretty far away. And he also was, another thing that stood out to me was the bigs when he was asked about how comfortable he is with the front court, what they have right now. Obviously, it's just Luka Garza. Xavier Tillman is more of a four, but he can slide in there. Namish Keita, there's not really a ton there. And he said, we'll wait and see what happens. And to me, that sounded like, yeah, they might suck on paper and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Where do you stand now on Anfernee Simons and even George Niang being with the team?
Yeah, I mean, for right now, if getting under the tax is not one of their priorities, it would make sense. It shouldn't be.
I mean, the tax, not the apron. The tax.
The apron, but they're only, it's less than $500,000 that they're over the apron.
And they don't have to do it till the deadline.
Till the deadline anyway. At the end of the year, the end of the league calendar. And they can get under the second apron by as simple as just waiving J.D. Davidson's non-guaranteed contract. So that's not an issue. But if you're going to get under the tax, you'd have to do it for two of the next 3 years. And when Jason Tatum comes back, the expectation from the fan base and pretty much everyone else is that you're going to go right back into spending and right back into trying to maximize the prime of one of the best players in the NBA. So I don't think it makes any sense to duck under now. Maybe if you're at the deadline and things are kind of faltering a little bit, this team is underachieving and they're not really living up to what people think they can. I know you have them winning pretty close to the top of the Eastern Conference there, and I think that's a real possibility. There are still talent on this team. So I think it makes sense to hold on to those guys until the deadline, see where you're at, and make your decisions there.
I think you mentioned Brad was pretty candid yesterday. And I'd agree. I mean, he said we made trades because of the second apron.
Which everyone knew.
Yeah, but I don't agree that, you know, basketball penalties were the reason why. But I think he told you right there, like, there's not a lot of big moves coming. The biggest thing we can do is Tatum getting out of a boot. He also talked about the returns they got for Holiday and Porzingis. He's like, hey, we made the moves because of the second apron, but we're fortunate because we like the players we got back. I thought his original statement that got released in a press release about Anfernee Simons was pretty terse.
Yeah.
And, you know, not very flowery. He was saying nice things about the players they got yesterday, which makes me wonder, are they a little more locked in on keeping those guys, which I want. I would be happy at least on Simons. I don't care about Niang. But at least on Simons, I do want him here. How'd you read his compliments of the players?
He definitely left the door open. I mean, I'd imagine just with the salary that Anfernee Simons is on right now and what they're doing with the retooling year, that they're going to keep trying to explore trading him. That's just kind of the situation they're in. And it makes sense, I mean, to keep him around, like I said, until the deadline, especially now if like they've been actively trying to move him and nobody's really biting. Gas up his value. He's going to get tons of shots in this offense. And I think I've mentioned this with you guys before that Joe Mazzulla can really help fix his defense. I think that's something that's been overlooked with Joe is how good he's done or how good of a job he's done with the defense. I mean, they finished second, and fourth in defensive rating since Joe's been here. And obviously it helps when you're surrounded by good defenders like Jaylen Brown's a great defender. Derek White's a great defender. So having those guys on the court with you helps mask your defensive deficiencies. So I think there's a win-win for both sides to at least keep him until the trade deadline. And I mean, I know all three of us are all over it. I mean, we'd like to see him stick around for longer than that. I mean,
for sure,
you don't find a scorer like that, you know, for the price that they got him at. I know Drew Holiday is a hell of a player and they're definitely going to miss him, but in the long term, like, this could be a good fit for the Celtics. It's just tough looking at it. He's going to be extension eligible next year, obviously on an expiring deal. It's probably going to be around 25 to 30 million. If at that point Holiday was making 30, you'd think they're really going to turn around and give it to Simons. I don't know. So the whole thing's kind of in flux, but again, it makes a lot of sense to hold on to him until the deadline.
What do you think of all the Damian Lillard discussion?
I think it's interesting, and I think it does make a lot of sense for both parties. I mean, the expectation, again, is, especially if they stay in the tax, is that they're going to be competitive again for the 26-27 season. That sounds so gross to say.
Yeah. But, I don't want them to punt on the season because we just saw an Indiana Pacers team,
right,
which all credit to them, like really well coached. Halliburton's an awesome player, and like they had guys step up and play well. But if Nesmith and Nembhard are starting players on a NBA Finals team, why can't Brown, White, and a few other guys scrap it together in an Eastern Conference that's wide open? But all indication that you get is we got to be ready when Tatum returns.
Right, and you can still make some noise this year. And again, Brad Stevens isn't ruling out that Jason Tatum returns this year. I know he won't put a timeline on it. He's been very, very intentional about that and just kind of letting him progress. And he's been very clear, too, that they're not going to rush him back. The Indiana Pacers already ruled out Tyrese Halliburton for the year.
Right.
Brad Stevens wasn't willing to make that declaration. And we'll see. I mean, we see all the videos that he's sharing, and it seems like he's progressing at a good pace. But they don't want to rush him back whatsoever. And if that means kind of punting on this year and just trying to go, we've seen them do this before, right? We saw it with the Isaiah Thomas years. Like, they went to the conference finals that year. You mean to tell me a guy like Jaylen Brown can't have a season like that? A guy like Derek White, Peyton Pritchard even? Hell, even Anfernee Simons. Like, they have talent on this team. I just think too often it's been like, oh, they're going to be like the Wizards. They're going to be like the Jazz. Like, that's just not the case. Like, there is still talent on this team.
No, we read the BetMGM over-under yesterday as 43.5, which is a big drop from the year prior. There were 58.5, but 43.5 would still put you out of the play-in in the East a year ago. Yeah, I don't think so either. And I think they can be better than that. What do you think Lillard's going to have left in the tank? Because I get what Keith is saying, where you do want to retool the team for 2027. Like, I want them to compete in a wide-open East this year, but I acknowledge they're not winning a championship. Even competing in a wide-open East, a championship is not a realistic expectation. It could be in 2027. So I do get the interest level in Lillard. That's assuming he's even the Lillard you got in Milwaukee, never mind the Lillard you got in Portland.
Right.
He's older. He's on the wrong side of an Achilles. What do you think they would actually get, or whatever team signs him will actually get when he's back on the floor?
I mean, that's the interesting part. I mean, because a lot of his game, too, is finesse and its acceleration and all that stuff that you need your Achilles and threes, which would be a good thing for the Celtics. But he turns 35 next week, assuming he misses all of next year. He's going to be 36 when he hits the floor again. And I think the financial aspect of it makes a lot of more sense, right? Because he's got all this money still coming to him from Milwaukee that he can take less to come to a team like Boston. And I also think, like, there just won't be as much stress on him. assuming the core stays intact, where you'll have Jason Tatum as your clear number one, you'll have Jaylen Brown, you'll have Derek White, and you'll have Peyton Pritchard, you'll have all these scorers around you that he's not going to be asked to do what he was asked to do in Portland or even in Milwaukee. So I think there is it makes sense for both sides to at least consider it, especially if he wants to go out and actually try to have a chance to win something. I think if there's going to be – if you're the Celtics, right – I think a lot of teams are going to do this. You're going to dip into the second apron, then you're going to dip back out, and it's just kind of going to be like a back-and-forth type of thing. That's the way the league is set up right now, and I think it makes a lot of sense for him to at least consider it, especially if he wants a chance to win. And you mentioned a couple times now, the Eastern Conference is wide open.
Oh, yeah.
You get Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown back on the floor together, and you still got Derek White and those guys. Like, this is a team that's going to be ready to compete again when Tatum's back.
What would you have to pay Lillard?
That's the thing is, like, I would imagine he's willing to – I don't think it'd be a full-on minimum. I don't think.
Yeah,
it'd be that.
I think he could do better than that, but I also I don't know.
Like
but
mid level,
probably like the mid level.
Mid level over a couple of years but, is the one that I've seen. Yeah.
So what is that?
Five and change, almost six, I think. Right.
Which would let's call it like 6 and 10.
Okay,
would be my guess.
So again, that in the grand scheme of things isn't a ton. I just wonder though, if you're Bill Chisholm and you've already sort of said, all right, we got to get under the apron, we got to shed salary. We're paying Tatum $54 million right, basically to rehab. Let's give 6 to 10. So $60+ million is not even going to be on the court this year.
Right.
I feel like it's tough when you should be trying to compete. Now, I'm not saying like sell out for this season
right,
but like you should be as competitive as possible because you never know how things are going to play out. That's why as much as I love Lillard, the player, I have questions about him recovering from this injury.
Yeah.
He also had like blood clots
right
prior to this injury. His age, but then also he's like just it's just money that you could be using on another player that might actually help you, including like a starting big man.
I mean, I wonder what teams are going to offer him something, right? If like the Celtics are his best offer and they're like, hey, you're going to have to wait a year until you're actually going to play. I wonder if he's willing to sit that out and wait. I mean,
yeah,
it's just about, you know, he has an advantage now because he's still getting that money from Milwaukee. So if he wanted to wait around and see if like, hey, the Celtics give me the best chance to compete and win a title, and he wants to wait around and, you know, you're only passing on $5 million and in the grand scheme of things, for him, it's really not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just depends on where his head is at, I guess.
Would you have any interest in Bradley Beal, who is, it sounds like, going to get bought out in Phoenix? I've seen him kind of ticketed to the Clippers.
Yes.
Would you have any interest in Beal?
I'm all set with that one.
Me too.
I'm all set
Pass.
With that. We've
so
done this before.
The only reason
yeah
I ask,
yeah,
the only reason I ask, at least he would play this year, whereas Lillard
no,
would be
true
sitting out.
That's true.
But yeah, Beal feels pretty cashed.
And what would the money take for him, right? That would almost certainly put you back into the second apron for this season. And, you know, you don't go out of the second apron to go right back in. They're eventually going to, but it's not going to be this year. Like, they're going to come out of the second apron this year. That was clear, because if they weren't, they would have kept Kristaps Porzingis and Jrue Holiday. So, yeah, I don't think there's any chance of that happening just because of the salary he's gonna demand. And it's going to be interesting to see how they kind of maneuver it, right? Because obviously you have trade pieces in Simons and Niang. I think you want to kind of keep the core intact. I thought another interesting part of Brad Stevens' press conference yesterday is when he was mentioning the core of this year. He mentioned Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, Jaylen Brown, and Sam Hauser. And Sam Hauser obviously has been a common name in trade talks.
Because I was surprised when you just were talking about tradable players, you didn't even lump in Hauser there.
No.
So Brad had him as part of the
Brad
core.
Brad did mention him as part of the core yesterday.
That's,
and that makes a lot of sense
not
to
a great
me
core.
I think that
no
makes a lot of sense to me to hold on to him. I mean, the lineups with Tatum and Hauser in it were some of the most efficient on the team last year. And it's hard to find a guy that shoots 40%.
I was going
to
say, as soon as you get rid of, see, he's just like an obvious guy to get rid of because of the $10 million spike now.
Right.
Or like he goes from like $2 to $10 million. But then as soon as you are good, that's the exact guy you're looking
that's
for.
That's a
manageable like, I would need
contract,
back now
too.
Like, and it's really not much
contract.
Yeah, when you're paying other guys $30, $50 million.
Right. It's,
like
10, it's 10 for the next 2 years,
yeah,
and that goes up to, I think, 11 and 12 in years 3 and 4. That's
right,
very manageable for an elite floor spacer who I think is an underrated rebounder as well, and is very efficient with your best player on the floor. I mean, it's all about floor spacing with this team. That's something that Joe Mazzulla's done a great job in really teaching these guys the importance of spacing the floor, and that's kind of what makes their offense. And
well, that's the thing.
He's one of the best in the game.
If they keep Simons, Hauser, Niang, I mean, they're going to break their previous record for threes. Like,
for
they're going to shoot even more threes than they did before.
Even without Tatum.
Yes, I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah, no, like no, guys, no, I agree.
Because those guys will take even more. So, like, you know, Tatum's shots, especially if Simons is still here, I mean, he could take most of those shots.
Than
those other guys,
too. Off the top of my head, I think in the games that Hauser started, he took 5 or 6 threes a game. And I'd imagine
that
if he's
over
sticking
sounds
around,
yeah.
Yeah, it does.
He's going to start. My guess would probably be Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser, Jalen, and then Nemeas Kata. I think that's your, or maybe Luka Garza. That's your five.
See, I like the idea of keeping Pritchard off the bench as like the sixth man, but maybe you just can't.
I think they do that with Simons.
Yeah.
I'm with Keith. I'd rather have Pritchard
was so
off the
good
bench.
At it.
I'd rather have Pritchard off the bench than Simons, but either or, well, yeah. Fairly interchangeable.
I mean, regardless, he's going to play the most minutes
gonna play
on the team this year.
Yeah.
What's the latest on Horford? You asked Brad yesterday where it stood. He said it was unlikely. They made offers to Cornette, now a Spur, and Horford. He made it sound unlikely. What's the latest? Is he going to retire? Is he going to retire? Is he going to the Lakers? Is he going to the Warriors? What's your best guess?
I mean, now that
Horford?
The Lakers got eight, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for him to go there. I think it's right now it's Warriors or retirement, and I think that's what he's considering. It seems like the Celtics, and Brad Stevens explicitly said this yesterday, they definitely made an offer to both Cornette and Horford. And there was probably some conversation in there by him saying that it was unlikely, and this is just reading between the lines, that Horford didn't like that offer. And it probably wasn't a lot of money, and that's the reality of the situation the Celtics are in. And for him, does it really make a lot of sense to come back at 39 years old and play for a gap year? Like, does it really make a lot of sense
for him? If Tatum was healthy, I think maybe he plays for whatever and he's come back and runs it back. But yeah, once he went down,
and that's right where his tune changed, right when Tatum went down. I think he was dead set, always vocal about wanting to come back. I remember when Florida won the national championship, he was like, well, maybe we'll be playing with Walter Clayton Jr. next year. Like, he was so dead set on it. And right when Tatum got hurt and they got eliminated, that's where his tune kind of shifted a little bit. And then, you know, everyone kind of had an idea that, like, it just didn't make sense anymore with the timeline of the team, as much as it sucks. Like, obviously, Al Horford's a big fan favorite here and, you know, an all-time Celtic, like, Brad Stevens said yesterday, but the timeline just doesn't make sense anymore, unfortunately, on that. And if you're Al Horford, like, just go out and compete. Like, go take another shot. If you still, and you can make a good money, like, the Warriors are going to give him some money, especially depending on what happens with Kuminga. So, man, it makes a lot of sense for him, and it just doesn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doesn't make a lot of sense for the Celtics to hold on to him.
Do you have any prediction for any like that next wave of guys that might make any kind of an impact with the team? Talking about like Shireman or, you know, Hugo Gonzalez, for God's sakes, like any of these other guys. I mean, Tillman might be forced into that.
Yeah.
I mean, JD Davidson, people will bring up from time to time.
I think he's going to be the one that gets waived to get below the second apron, depending on happens here.
It's a G League MVP.
That is a G League MVP. Yeah.
Yes. And the story in
history. Kato was the runner-up for G League MVP 3 years ago. So look at these guys. Look at all these guys. I mean, I think it'd be Shireman. He's going to get opportunities. And so is Jordan Walsh. Like, these younger guys are going to get opportunities
to play. Just to circle back, Shireman is why I assumed Hauser was expendable.
Right.
But so I wouldn't be surprised at all if Shireman is the one who emerges out of that group.
Shireman's probably the one that emerges. I think
if
Hugo Gonzalez is going to get a chance, too. I think he'll probably start this year in Maine, if I had to guess. But, like, he's going to get a chance to play this year. I mean, depending on where they kind of are shaking up as the season goes along, like, they might just lean into this youth movement and see who can kind of play with these guys when they come back.
How'd you read Brad's answers yesterday on Joe Mazzulla? He confirmed he has multiple years left on his deal. He was asked, is it a priority to work out an extension? He didn't really answer it. He said, well, yeah, we want Joe here for a long time, but he didn't answer the priority aspect directly. So how'd you read Brad Stevens on Mazzulla yesterday?
I honestly think he might just be sick of the question. He's got it three times this offseason. Like, he's answered it a couple times now that Joe Mazzulla is under contract for the foreseeable future. Bill Chisholm and his wife are big fans of Joe. There's no reason to think that he wouldn't be in line for an extension. I think he's the guy that kind of...
Well, let me give you a reason. Bill Chisholm, we got a text, by the way. Guys, you have no idea what Chisholm is doing. You're already ripping him. Come on, see what happens. We are watching what happens. He's peeling stuff off.
He got rid of two players that they just brought in.
I don't know. The owner feels like he doesn't want to hand out a lot of money when it comes to the luxury tax. Maybe he doesn't want to hand out a lot of money on a coach. And maybe Mazzulla wants to be well compensated.
I mean, regardless, he's under contract for the next couple of years.
No. Don't you think, though, that next year kind of get... Yeah, I guess the money thing is a different factor altogether. But Mazzulla, like... I don't know how much pressure is even on him for next year without Tatum. I feel like losing in the second round, and I'll say with, I know Tatum got hurt at the end, but they were going to lose the series anyway. So you lose in the second round. And then if Tatum was back and you lost in the second round again, the way NBA teams go through coaches, he might have been gone. But now, if you just make the playoffs with a team without Tatum, I think you're back again. I think it sort of extends his lifetime regardless of what his contract is.
I mean, it's a win-win for him.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I think he's in the best situation out of everybody for this. Either they overachieve and it's like, whoa, look at what Joe's doing with this team, or they underachieve and it's like, oh, yeah, it's a gap year. Like,
so,
whatever.
I think if they miss the, let's say they miss the playoffs.
Like, That's not happening.
If they aren't one of the top 10 teams, then maybe they take a look at it.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
Right. Yeah. Because it's like, oh, wow, you won a championship with the best roster.
Yeah.
Now you have a worse roster and you couldn't even make the playoffs. What good are you?
Especially in the state of the Eastern Conference. If you're not in the top 10, then that is alarming.
So, like, yeah. I mostly agree with you, Terp, on this. I think it's kind of a bonus year for him. I think he has a lot of job security, but I can't. That's the scenario I could see where if they really, really underachieve, they really are terrible, what's the point in keeping him?
I mean, I think that's just kind of leading into the gap year there. I mean, if they're actually going for it and trying to win and the team stinks, then yeah, maybe they do kind of examine it there. But I don't think there's any reason to think that Mazzulla won't be here for the foreseeable future. I mean, he's great standing with Brad Stevens. The new ownership loves him. Like, there's nowhere he's going.
Best guess. Are they done? Like, in terms of, like, like Simons and guys like that, are they done?
I would assume so. I think Brad Stevens made that pretty clear yesterday that there's nothing imminent. Like, this is what they're going to go into the year with, at least to start. And they think at the deadline, depending on where they're at, that's where they'll make additional changes. But, like, obviously they're going to get into the second apron, but that doesn't happen until the end of the league year. And then we'll see what happens with the tax, and that all will happen at the trade deadline. But I think right now it seems like this is the team that they're going to enter the season with. I think Simons is definitely still a trade candidate, but other than that, I think, like, Simons, Hauser, and Niang have been the ones that we continuously hear about. Doesn't seem like Hauser's on that conversation anymore. Mm-hmm. I think he's out of that conversation after listening to where Brad put him in yesterday when referencing this core. So it's down to Simons and Niang, and I just think there's a lot more upside to keeping him. Clearly, if you've been shopping him now and there's no one biting, gas up his value. You know he's going to get a ton of opportunity in this offense, and again, that can fix his defense as well. So I think this is what we're looking at going into opening night, at least to start.
Pure Hoops with Terp, back by popular demand. I'll tell you, Terp, already at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. Bob, having Justin Turpin on the show is one of the very best things you goofballs do.
How about that?
Oh, this
thank you, Bob.
You know what this actually is?
Oh.
We're going to dust off our new segment. Is it a compliment?
Oh, nice.
Which is a game I've always wanted to play. When people text in sometimes, like, hey, you guys love the show. I'm like, is it a compliment?
Okay.
No. So,
one of the very best things.
This is
one of
the very best things.
Is that it's a compliment for Terp.
It's for sure a compliment for Terp.
Is it a compliment for us?
No.
Maybe not.
I don't think so.
How about this one? Our good pal Ray in Cumberland says,
he tweets,
High Noon with Terp. It's actually Pure Hoops with Terp, right?
Yep. At High Noon.
At High Noon. Right. He says, always a good segment.
Guy
good.
Ray.
Compliment. Yes, compliment.
My guy.
I think so.
Always a good segment.
Okay.
It depends on how you read that one.
That's true.
Is it a compliment?
I think it is.
I think the people love Pure Hoops with Terp. Pure off-season hoops with Terp. Follow him on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin for all your Celtics news and takes as well. Terp, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Messi anytime goal tonight.
Yes, Messi anytime goal.
It's minus 125.
We'll parlay it with the Revs money line. There we go.
Okay. Two goals?
Two goals. Let's take a look.
All right, let's get in the lab, guys. Let's get in the lab, boys. We'll cook something up for the Messi match tonight. 617-779-7937.
Plus 400.
Yeah.
Two goals for Messi.
Yeah, it is.
I like it.
All right.
Lucas, you're going to college. All right, right after trending with Billy Landy, we'll get back to the Red Sox and why there's quite a bit of warning signs. They're not going to be adding at the deadline. They're actually going to be subtracting. That's next.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Brian Baio tossed a complete game in last night's Red Sox 10-2 win over the Colorado Rockies at Fenway Park. Baio gave up just two runs on five hits and struck out 10. Trevor Story went 2-for-4 with four RBIs, including a three-run home run. The Red Sox have now won five straight. Sox look to sweep the series tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito gets the ball in the series finale against the Rockies' Antonio Zenzatella. Don't forget to tune into the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand beginning at 6:10. During his meeting with the media yesterday, Brad Stevens said that Al Horford's return to the Celtics is, quote, unlikely. And the New England Revolution return to the field tonight when the Revs host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier. The half-pound, 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.